And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
If a mother prevents a 15-year-old boy from being baptized, would he be saved upon the Lord's return? Well, the answer, of course, is no. This is a question that comes to us many different times, but in many different forms. And really, all of these questions boil down to the same thing. Is there some way that a person who is of responsible age and understands the truth can be saved without being baptized? Maybe I need to be very careful here about what I've said so far. I am assuming that a 15-year-old is one who has a reasonable mind, that he is able to understand the difference in right and wrong, that he is able to understand what wrong is and understand what guilt is, that guilt attaches itself to that. Now, I understand that there may be some people who have some type of a mental disability that would make it impossible for them to understand, even at age 15. However, that is not usually the case. Usually by the age of 15, a person can understand the difference in right and wrong, and they know what guilt is. They understand that guilt attaches itself by doing that which is wrong. A person must know the truth, must understand the truth, and must obey the truth in order to be saved. And part of doing so is being baptized into Christ. In Acts chapter 10, beginning in verse 34, Peter says, "In the truth I perceive that God shows no partiality." The King James says God is no respecter of persons. "But in every nation, whoever fears Him and works righteousness is accepted by Him." Now this shows me that God sets one standard for all mankind. All who have reached the age of accountability have sinned and separated themselves from God by their sin. In doing so, all must come back to God the same way. God requires that man works righteousness in order to be accepted. In Acts chapter 5, verse 29, Peter and the other apostles said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." If God is telling us what to do, and as we mentioned in our lesson, God has commanded baptism for salvation, but some man, even a person's mother or father, wants to stand in the way of that, who should we obey? Does God want us to be obedient to parents? Certainly He does. In fact, we're told in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1 that we should honor our mother and father. We should be obedient to them. However, we are not to obey any man to the exclusion of obeying God.